Hey, good morning. Happy March break. It's Monday. It is 6 a.m. and 3 degrees. Let's get your news with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. The federal Liberals have chosen their leader and Canada's next prime minister. In a sweeping victory, Mark Carney won the Liberal leadership race. The former Bank of Canada governor is likely to be sworn in the next few days. In his victory speech in Ottawa last night, he said his government would eliminate the consumer carbon tax and stop a capital gains tax hike. Today, we'll find out how Doug Ford plans to implement his threatened tariff on electricity going to the U.S. Ford and Energy Minister Stephen Lecce are holding a news conference this morning at 11. Ford's 25% increase on electricity is set to go into effect today for New York, Michigan, and Minnesota. A child in Hamilton has tested positive for measles, adding to the growing number of cases in Ontario. As of February 26, Ontario has reported 127 confirmed and 50 probable cases of the virus. Hamilton Health Services says the case is travel-related and they are investigating potential exposures. In sports, the Scepters lost to Minnesota 2-1 in overtime. Leafs face Utah tonight at 10, and the Raptors host the Wizards tonight at 7:30. CHFI weather. Today, mainly sunny, a high of 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 4. And on Tuesday, sun and cloud with a high near 11 degrees. Right now, it is 3 degrees. On the eastbound QEW, just at Burloak, the right shoulder still blocked with this stalled vehicle. And then if you are using the 401 westbound, west of Nielsen in the express, the right shoulder is blocked with a stalled car. Looks like the vehicle, they are struggling with a flat tire. And the rest of the major routes, they seem to be moving pretty well. Take the family to a world of tree houses at Treetop Trekking and Universe of Outdoor Trampolines in Upla. Open March break in Hamilton and Stouffville. Book at treetoptrekking.com.
As you didn't know, producer Steph actually has her own segment. It's called What's Bugging Steph? And you know, it's a Monday. We sprung forward. It's March break. There's a lot. There's a lot that could potentially be bugging her. Mm-hmm. And we're going to check in with her next.
Dance. We'll stay home and stay. To the bird.
after 6 o'clock, 3 degrees, and guess what? We are flirting with double digits today. What's going on?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to find out.
You know what? It's a Monday. I think you're entitled to have something bug you on a Monday, and this is the place to air it. Producer Steph.
Also, like, Steph hasn't vented in a while, so there could be a lot of things stewing. You're like on a slow cooker.
Well, first of all, time change. We're not even going to go there because that just bugs everybody.
Yeah.
But on Friday, I was just making sure, like, I was looking at the schedule because you had mentioned that your kids had 2 weeks off for March break. And I was like, hold on, do my kids have 2 weeks?
No, just
I didn't plan for this.
2 weeks is crazy.
Yeah, they're in preschool. It's 2 weeks. I know most people have 1 week, but it's still long.
In BC, they did try the 2 week thing. So that's why I got confused. So I went online to both of their schools to go look at when their March break was. And I see there's no March break.
What?
It says midwinter break.
I'm sorry, what's it called?
And I'm like, what?
Midwinter break?
I'm like, isn't it spring in like 10 days?
That's what your kid's school calls it?
Both of them. So my daughter's in high school, my son's in elementary, so I thought one of the schools messed up.
Right.
But they both say midwinter break.
But it's not like, midwinter. Winter's over in 10 days.
Thank you.
Midwinter would have been like if this was in January.
That's what's bugging me. Why did we need to change that?
And like a lot of, in the U.S., they call it spring break. It's not officially spring, but that makes more sense.
You can at least buy into that. It's optimistic. It's forward-looking.
You're going into spring.
And I'm sorry, was there something wrong with March break that it needed a name change?
That's what I'm saying.
Midwinter doesn't even roll off the tongue.
No, it's March break. It's a break in March.
Yeah.
It's the only one that's accurate.
If you're going to change March break, then let's change it to something that's a little more realistic. Like, take your kids.
Right.
You can have them back. Yeah. 1 week off.
Yes.
Teacher's break. It's a break for them,
too. Yeah.
I have never heard outside of this room, and you just telling me that. Obviously, I don't have kids, so I don't look at these schedules. But I've never heard it called midwinter break by anyone else. So I don't think it's catching on.
No, and I've never seen that on any of their calendars before. Every time I've gone to check for whatever reason, it's always said March break. I just don't understand why it's called midwinter break. We're in spring in 10 days.
This is like when Gretchen Whitmer tried to make fetch a thing.
It's not going to work.
TDSB or whatever board it was.
Just leave it.
No.
It doesn't roll off the tongue. And I don't know, maybe if you're a teacher and you want to weigh in, tell us why they would call it midwinter break when it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you can give us a shout, 416-872-CHFI, or fire us a text if you're even awake at 981-981.
Veins, and I just can't escape you, baby. I don't want no one else. I feel like a beating pulse, beating on my body. Come close, baby, show me what you want. Or if you wanna love me, then don't you waste time. And don't care where we're going, cause I'm just for the night. So turn on all the lights, you turn them off. I always feel like somebody's watching me. Tell me when the lights go out. Tell me if it's safe now. I always feel like somebody's watching me. So tell me when the lights go out. Tell me if it's safe now. Yeah.
Traffic. I'm Eva Fragiscato's. Overall, those problems that we had on the QEW and the West 401, they've already cleared away. So now wide open on all the major routes. It could be quieter this week, of course, because it is March break. So far for this early morning start, roads seem to be moving quite well. Discover true performance with the new 2025 Civic Hybrid, the most powerful and fuel efficient Civic ever. Test drive one today at your Ontario Honda dealer.
Winning your share of $50,000 has never been easier.
So easy to win with CHFI Perfect Recall.
Thanks for the easy money, CHFI.
That was an easy $400.
You really made that easy, CHFI.
Just listen to win with CHFI Perfect Recall.
The more songs you remember, the more money you win.
Listen to win five times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to win.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Get your share of $50,000. Full details at CHFI.com.
Craving meaty with a side of cheesy and something satisfying to sip at Tim's? Make a meal of it with Tim's new 3-meat hat trick flatbread pizza, new garlic bread, and a peach lemonade quencher. Try it today at participating restaurants in Canada for a limited time. Trying to sip at Tim's? Make a meal of it with Tim's new 3-meat hat trick flatbread pizza, new garlic bread, and a peach lemonade quencher. Try it today at participating restaurants in Canada for a limited time.
It's time for Tim's.
Even the smallest business can face big risks. Get a business insurance quote at zensurance.com in minutes and receive a $20 gift card with the referral code RADIO. Policies start at $19 a month. Be protected. Be Zen. Zensurance.com.
Home show pricing is on now at Appliance Canada. Visit our booth at the Toronto Enercare Center to save up to 20% off Signature Kitchen Suite. Signature Kitchen Suite will be on site at 2 from Friday to Sunday to promote their new transitional series of appliances featured at the home show. Ask about our special financing offer available for qualifying packages OAC. Appliance Canada, Canadian owned and operated since 1983. Visit appliancecanada.com for details.
Here's the thing. In these uncertain times, Ontario businesses need certain relief. The WSIB is giving $2 billion in rebates back to Ontario businesses. Find yours by logging into your account at wsib.ca/online services.
What's hotter than Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich? Getting one for just $4.99. Did we mention it's also made with...
The shed?
No, but yesterday's hail definitely found the fence.
Well, today's hail got the car out front. At least now it matches the fence.
That is one way of looking at it.
Severe weather in Ontario is becoming an everyday part of life, and we all pay the price. In fact, last year was one of the worst ever. Canada's insurance industry is working hard to help you adapt, recover, and protect the things we love. Learn more at ibc.ca/tomorrow.
Did you know that 94% of Hyundai SUVs are still on the road after 10 years? Or that the Hyundai Tucson has best-in-class standard tech and safety features? Or that right now, you can take advantage of a special offer on the Hyundai Tucson with finance rates from 3.99% or $90 weekly lease payments at 6.49%. Discover the advantage of owning a Hyundai during the Hyundai Advantage sales event on now. Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local dealer for details.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas apparel program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Avril Lavigne presents the greatest hit tour. Avril Lavigne, live in concert in Niagara Falls. OLG stage at Falls View Casino, June 4th and 5th. You gotta make me so proud.
Fifi Dobson and We the Kings. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. For more, visit avrilavigne.com.
Deep breath, piano pickup, hockey drop-off. Ooh, did you remember the Farm Boy cupcakes for afterwards? And dinner.
We got this. Voila delivered our groceries this morning. Cupcakes are in the back seat.
Got them.
And I got some ready-made
years in Canada. We're rolling with the all-new Kicks, boldly redesigned with best-in-class cargo space and named a 2024 top safety pick by IIHS. You can feel good about playing it safe. Right now, lease the all-new 2025 Kicks for the equivalent of $70 weekly for 39 months. Offer includes $1,500 anniversary bonus cash, S front-wheel drive for $302 monthly with $1,499 down at 4.99%. Conditions apply. See Nissan.ca for details.
Toronto Hydro has what you need to stay safe and informed during power outages. For updates 24/7, visit torontohydro.com/outage hub.
Reach out to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Text 981-981.
Have you heard about this woman who went viral after posting a note she received from a pilot in the Atlanta airport? It's an interesting story. Everyone's talking about it, but is this a big deal? And more cynically, perhaps, did this actually happen? We will give you our takes. We'll tell you what happened right after Sky.
Your brothers, they all think I'm crazy. I think it's nothing at all. And today I'm feeling kind of lazy. So I'll be sleeping it off once again. Kinda like a love song.
Deep Show on 98.1 CHFI.
Everyone is talking about this woman who has now gone viral after she received a note
at the Atlanta airport from a pilot who was walking by, wrote a little note down on a napkin, left it for her to see. And
classic.
On the note, it said this: "I've seen the whole world and you are the most beautiful human in it."
Oh,
and it was
pretty good
signed,
line from a pilot.
Yes, it was signed, like, you know, in cursive. No phone number, no follow-up, no, like,
no social media handle?
Nothing like nothing? That. No, and you can't even read the signatures, so you actually don't even know the name.
Signing, it's kind of a weird move.
Yeah.
So this woman has gone so viral on TikTok and Instagram. She's got, I don't know what she had before, but she's now got 1 million TikTok followers and over 400,000 Instagram followers.
And that video that she posted, 20 million views on that alone.
20 million views. She posted a follow-up video because this is taking over her life, saying she's been reached out to by national news outlets, by tabloidy places. They're trying to get to the bottom of this. You know, the internet's trying to find this guy.
And the internet also is analyzing the handwriting.
Right.
Not only to find the guy, but to see if maybe it's her handwriting, that maybe she wrote the note about herself to herself to go viral.
You know how the comment section is often the most funniest and sometimes the meanest part of the internet?
Yep.
That's certainly true in this story. If you read some of the comments on the Instagram post of the napkin and on TikTok, yes, there's people saying, avoid the pilot, this is bad news. And then there's also people saying, girl, you did this yourself, this is fake, you did this to go viral. And who knows?
Who knows? And like, to me, it's like, okay, this was just like a nice gesture. Why is this such a big deal? But so many people are talking about it. Everybody has something to say about it.
Yeah. Like the first place my head went was, this is real, because I'm going to tell you from a guy's perspective, like, I've done this.
You've done this?
I've pulled this move. Yeah, I've pulled this
move. You dressed up as a pilot?
I dressed up as a pilot. I went to Atlanta, which is a massive airport, by the way. We did this once on an airplane and then once at an event where you just sort of wrote down a nice note, went to meet someone, kind of shook their hand and did the little napkin slip in the handshake.
Oh.
And then I walked away and then they had the note. Now, the difference was, I was hoping for a follow-up, so I did leave my contact info.
Right, which would make sense. If the pilot did this and was like, you know, and the girl is beautiful, by the way. She is stunning.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. So, you know, if he did this because he wanted her to go out with him, I think I'd understand it a little bit more. But this was just a nice gesture.
If it actually did happen, was he hoping for the dramatic, like she gets up, she drops her egg and cheese sandwich, which she was apparently eating, and like runs after him and catches up to him? Like, it's a busy airport hub. You're not going to find someone in there. Or did she make this up? I don't want to be cynical, and it's not where my head went initially, but Steph and I were texting about this back and forth, and Steph brought up some pretty good points, and now I'm not sure. I want to believe in love.
Yes, and I want to believe in nice gestures.
But it's possible that she made this up.
But I want to believe in love, but there's so many things there that are wrong. Like, first of all, why wouldn't you just approach her? If he's that confident, she's gorgeous.
Have you not seen in a rom-com? You got to do these,
I know,
these
but
kind
then,
of gestures.
But how is she going to find him now? If she didn't get up, like, if that happened, I would have got up and been like, hey, excuse me, and at least said thank you to him.
Yeah.
The note's not that long that she sat there and pondered, and she's like, oh my goodness, what happened? She saw him. She would have just got up and been like, excuse me, sir, thank you so much. Have a conversation.
He's a pilot. He was booking it. Atlanta, Chicago, sorry. Atlanta, I believe, is the second biggest hub in the U.S. It is a massive, busy, complicated airport.
In a restaurant where she was like, encased in all these other tables that she couldn't get through. Like, it's so bizarre.
Now this is turning into
like, pass the luggage. It's a lot.
This is turning into the Zapruder film from JFK here.
I love romantic comedies. I love all that. This just smells
Her follow-up video, she's like, I wasn't going to post up a follow-up video. And then she has her friend now corroborating.
Her friend who was there.
Who was there. Story, which
who
also
wrote the
seems
note.
A little like, had to get your friend involved now.
I'm going to say,
give details.
I'm going to remain non-cynical. I'm going to say this actually happened and she didn't make it up. Steph, you think she made it up?
Yeah.
Pooch?
I'm going to go with it was just a nice gesture. He was just being kind.
Did it actually happen?
Didn't want anything out of
it. You think the pilot's real?
Yes.
Okay, so do I. Why don't you decide this?
Five calls?
Decide it all.
And by the way, if you want to see the viral napkin video, go to the CHFI Instagram story. We have shared it there. We want to know, did this actually happen? Or was this girl just trying to go viral? Five calls, decide it all. Call us right now, 416-872-CHFI.
We were good. We were cold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you. I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I. the roses that you lay. No remorse, no regret. I forgive every word you say.
Kick off Sleep Awareness Month.
98.1 CHFI and Sleep Country
are searching for Toronto's loudest snorer.
We're scouring the GTA.
And you could win big for being so loud.
Is it your partner? Pets?
Or is the loudest snorer in your house you?
Nominate yourself for family member at CHFI.com for a chance to win a new Bloom bundle of queen-size products from Sleep Country.
Then listen to the Pooja and Gurdeep show this week to hear if you're Toronto's loudest snorer.
The search is on now at CHFI.com.
Oil and natural gas is an irreplaceable part of Canada's national economic prosperity. Global demand is growing, and numerous countries have been asking for Canadian-made energy exports. It's time for a new approach that brings Canadians together in support of our locally made energy, mining, food, and forestry. It's time to build pipelines, power lines, railroads, and ports so we can take control of our economic future. A message from Canada Action Coalition. Visit secureourprosperity.ca to learn more.
Dibs, one of the most powerful words in vacation planning. Next to Sunwing's save more, do more, that is. Why, you ask? Well, while you're asking, I'm booking. First Dibs means I just snagged that suite so fancy, it makes my Instagram filters feel unnecessary. And since I booked before March 30th, let's just say my savings account and vacation plans are equally gorgeous. That's the thing about First Dibs. Book before March 30th with your local travel advisor or at...
Hi, Keith here from Speedy Glass. Are you tired of staring at that crack in your windshield? What are you waiting for? It's time to let our team at Speedy Glass take care of everything for you. Our experts will replace your windshield and recalibrate your front camera during the same appointment. No hassle, no second visit. We'll even submit your insurance claim so you don't have to. It's easy. All you have to do is book your appointment today at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass Repair. Speedy Glass Replace.
The Subaru winter has arrived. The crisp air and negative temperatures mean one thing, camping. Emerge from your icy tent and bask in 4 to 6 hours of sunlight. Enjoy the unmistakable smell of campfire through the glacial wind pummeling your face. Relax by the water, taking in the soothing sounds of thick ice cracking and popping. Get out there in winter like it's summer with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and advanced safety systems. Visit your local Subaru dealer today.
Itching to head outside as the weather warms up? Just remember, when it's 0 degrees and above, you and your pets aren't the only ones active.
For the health of the whole family, make sure you're offering your dog or cat the protection they need. Talk to your veterinarian about all-in-one options today and visit NextGuard.ca for some great savings. That's NextGuard, N-E-X-G-A-R-D.
This is going to make you hungry. Booster Juice just dropped new guacamole and black bean grilled fresh options.
What the guac?
Yeah, a guacamole black bean wrap, guacamole chicken panini, and an egg and chipotle black bean wrap.
What a trio. Holy guacamole.
Bye-bye, boring as bread sandwiches.
Guac, yeah. New flavors, new cravings.
Avo cuddle up to wraps and paninis from Booster Juice. Canadian-born blending since 1999. Download the Booster Rewards app and order one today.
Are you an entrepreneur? With BDC's flexible financing and advisory services, get ready to seize new opportunities. Discover more at bdc.ca.
6:32 and -3, getting up to 10 degrees today. Let's get your news with Eva.
Good morning. It was a landslide win for former Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney. Carney won the Liberal leadership vote, sweeping the competition with nearly 86% of the vote. Carney is expected to be sworn in as Canada's next prime minister in the coming days. Former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien was fired up last night at the Liberal convention, taking aim at U.S. President Donald Trump over his tariffs and threats to Canada's sovereignty. He addressed Trump directly.
From one old guy to another old guy. Stop this nonsense.
He also warned the Liberals Canada's relationship with America was falling apart with continued hostility from the Trump administration. Ontario has another measles case to add to its growing number. A child in Hamilton has tested positive for the virus. Hamilton Health Services says the case is travel-related and they're investigating potential exposures. So far, Ontario has reported 127 confirmed cases of the virus. In sports, the Scepters lost to Minnesota 2-1 in overtime. Leafs face Utah tonight at 10, and the Raptors host the Wizards tonight at 7:30. CHFI weather. Today, mainly sunny, a high of 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 4. And on Tuesday, sun and cloud with a high near 11 degrees. Right now, it is 3 degrees. Not much happening out there on the major routes. Pretty quiet out there for the start of March break. Overall, no issues to report. Take the family to a world of tree houses at Treetop Trekking and Universe of Outdoor Trampolines in Upla. Open March break in Hamilton and Stouffville. Book at treetoptrekking.com.
The Nearly Impossible Question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
Okay, here it is. The majority of Canadian women say they prefer a man who's confident enough to do this.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Majority of Canadian women, all the guys just perked up like, oh, okay. The majority of Canadian women say they prefer a man who is confident enough to do this.
What do you think it is?
Give us a call, 416-872-2434. The lines are open right now. 416-872-DHFI.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some
CHFI Toronto.
Question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
All right, let's see what we get with this one. The majority of Canadian women say they prefer a man who is confident enough to do this.
What do you think it is? Let's go to Matt in Bradford.
Carry your purse.
Carry their purse.
Oh, I like that.
Would you want your husband to carry your purse, please?
I mean, there's times where, like, you know, I'm taking a photo or there's something and he's got to, like, hold my purse and he does it.
Right. Matt, do you do that for your partner?
I will if I have to.
Okay, here we go. I like that.
You know, I kind of do it like I do when I'm, you know, out with the dog. I use a bag and cover it with a bag. No.
All right, it's like a poop bag. Matt, great guess. That's not it.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. One. Wade from Port Colborne, what's your guess?
I'm going to say send food back at a restaurant when the order is wrong.
Oh, has the confidence to say, no, this wasn't cooked right.
Yeah, a lot of people are so passive, they wouldn't do anything about it.
That's a good point. And it's a polarizing thing because some people really don't like being at a table with someone when they send it back. But
I would never do it.
I'm with Wade. If the order's wrong, it's not like, you know, come on.
I can't do it. I'm in the passive category, Wade. That is not the right answer.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Let's head to Peterborough. Tom, give us your guess.
Is it let them look at their phone?
Oh, that is confidence.
You think the majority of women want a man who will let them look at their phone?
I think it's like a trust thing. Like they have nothing to hide. Here, take my phone and look at it.
Yeah, that does show confidence.
Yeah, but that's just setting a terrible standard for the relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, really, Pooja? Pooja got some stories to share. First date, Pooja's like, Paul, give me your phone.
Well, like, I know my husband's password and he knows mine, but, you know, I don't go into his phone. He doesn't go into mine, but I know I could.
At least not when he's looking.
Well, I know I could, so I appreciate the confidence.
Sure.
Yeah, I sleep with my phone all the time if hers is plugged in charging and stuff. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Come on, Tom. Tom knows.
Reason number 8,042. I'm glad I'm single. Dom, great guess. That's not it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
When's the last time you tried the password?
Just recently, actually. I was trying to do it over the weekend. I was trying to take a photo, and then I was like, oh, I guess I don't actually have to go into the phone to do that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Why, you think he changed the password?
I was like, if you haven't done it in a while, I'm like, let's switch that password up.
It's been the same password for over a decade.
Oh, that's poor password hygiene.
That's for another day.
The majority of Canadian women say they prefer a man who's confident enough to do this. A few texts coming in. Marcia says, wear pink.
Oh, okay.
It's a great guess.
Daryl from Scarborough saying pay for dinner.
Mm-hmm. We don't have it yet. How about a hint, Pooch?
Yeah, I think that maybe the best way to describe this is it's sort of a form of expression.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
So someone said wear pink. That's a form of expression, but that's not the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So the majority of Canadian women say they prefer a man who's confident enough to do this. The hint is it's a form of expression.
Mm.
Okay, hopefully that helps you. Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI.
With CHY traffic, I'm Eva Prajaskatos. Southbound 400, south the Major McKenzie, the right lane is blocked with a collision. Westbound 401 at White City Express, the right lane now blocked also because of a collision. And turnabout on the QEW at North Shore, the right lane and the right shoulder blocked off because of a stalled tractor trailer. In the Specsaver Spring Sale, you can get 50% off lens upgrades. 50% off, pretty good, eh? Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Winning your share of $50,000 has never been easier.
So easy to win with Stage 5 Perfect Recall.
Thanks for the easy money, CHFI.
That was an easy $400.
You really made that easy, CHFI.
Just listen to win with CHFI Perfect Recall.
The more songs you remember, the more money you win.
Listen to win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to win.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Get your share of $50,000. Full details at CHFI.com.
At the luxurious Inn on the 20 in Jordan Village, they're not fooling around. It's no joke. Enjoy a no-fooling getaway for an April escape at an exceptionally low rate. Stay at Inn on the 20 and explore over 30 wineries, fine dining, boutique shopping, and a world-class spa. Book by April 11th to take advantage of incredible savings. Valid for stays April 1st to 30th. Details at innonthe20.com.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Discover more value at Loblaws. Get pork side ribs for $1.99 per pound or a pound of strawberries for $1.99 each. Offer ends March 12th. Conditions apply. See flyer for details. Loblaws, proudly Canadian since 1919.
At Sleep Country Canada, we know that for every reason that keeps us awake, there are hundreds more that make us dream. like hosting your bacon brunch, taking your dog's belly bobsledding, or building that leaning tower of pizza boxes with your son. That's why we're offering 25% off mattresses, pillows, and more. Because great sleep fuels tomorrow's dreams. Sleep well, Canada. Sleep Country. Helping Canadians sleep better for 30 years. Offer ends March 18th. Conditions apply.
Now, all sizes of premium roast coffee at McDonald's have a new low price starting at $1 plus tax for a small. It's great if you love great tasting coffee. $1 small premium roast coffee every single day. Must be McCafe. Plus tax at participating restaurants in Canada. Excludes delivery.
Time's running out to take advantage of Wealthsimple's best match offer yet. With our big winter bundle, you'll get a 2% match on qualified RRSP transfers and a 1% match on other eligible accounts. Just register and initiate your transfers within 30 days to get your cash bonus. And remember, March 15th is your last chance to make the most of your recent contributions. Minimum $15,000 transfer. Additional terms apply. Learn more at wealthsimple.com/match.
It's official. Worst season ever.
What? This is my favorite time of the year.
Winter? Really?
No, cruise wave season.
Huh?
Just listen. The experts at Sell Off Vacations can help you plan the perfect cruise. And right now, they're offering big savings and bonus offers like cabin upgrades and BOGO deals.
I'm warming up to cruise wave season.
Ask your local travel expert or visit selloffvacations.com.
Come on in. Nissan is proudly celebrating 60 years in Canada. We're rolling with the all-new Kicks. Boldly redesigned with best-in-class cargo space and named a 2024 top safety pick by IIHS. You can feel good about playing it safe. Right now, lease the all-new 2025 Kicks for the equivalent of $70 weekly for 39 months. Offer includes $1,500 anniversary bonus cash. S front-wheel drive for $302 monthly with $1,499 down at 4.99%. Conditions apply. See Nissan.ca for details.
At Desjardins, we speak business. We speak equipment modernization. We're fluent in data digitization and expansion into foreign markets. And we can talk all day about streamlining manufacturing processes. Because at Desjardins Business, we speak the same language you do. Business. So join the more than 400,000 Canadian entrepreneurs who already count on us and contact Desjardins today. We'd love to talk. Business.
Winning Wheels is back at Gateway Casinos with over $550,000 in prizes across Ontario. Visit Gateway Casinos Innisfil and Playtime Casino Wasaga Beach this month for a chance to win a new 2025 Ford vehicle, gas cards, and more. Reward life with MyClub Rewards, only at Gateway Casinos. Membership is free, must be 19 or older. Play smart. Full details and conditions at gatewaycasinos.com.
Many Canadians are facing housing challenges.
Renting can be expensive.
A down payment can feel out of reach.
And if you do own, it can be tough to keep up with maintenance.
Everyone deserves a place to call home at a price they can afford. The Government of Canada has programs that help open doors to housing affordability. Learn more at canada.ca/housing. A message from the Government of Canada.
Start your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
And keep it on Toronto's perfect music mix for the no repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
Your chance to win $1,000 is coming up. CHFI Perfect Recall. Listen to the songs, win the money. Plus, you have the weekend bonus songs?
Open up her eyes and thought, oh, what a morning.
talks to you won't talk forever.
Question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
All right, here it is. The majority of Canadian women say they prefer a man who's confident enough to do this. And we gave you a hint.
Yeah, the hint was it's a form of expression. Getting a bunch of texts coming in here. Patty texting and saying, it's a man who's confident enough to admit hurt feelings or tell you your clothes look awful, too tight, for example. It's Patty in Scarborough.
Oh, wow.
Honesty.
I like this one from Bruce in Ottawa saying, change a tire. What kind of expression? A form
Don't
of expression
that
would that be?
Yeah,
but
okay.
You know it's the way to my heart, Bruce, just so you know.
Text coming in saying, is it wearing earrings?
Ooh.
That's a form of expression.
That's a good one. I like this one. Confident enough to admit that you're sorry and know why.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's so easy to just be like, oh, I'm sorry, because you know it'll patch something up. But to know why you're sorry?
Yes, that's important. Also getting a lot of texts saying crying, confident enough to cry.
That's a form of expression. It fits the hint, but it's not the answer. So the majority of Canadian women say they prefer a man who's confident enough to do this. It's a form of expression. John in his car, what do you say?
I think it's ask for directions.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a really good guess, John.
Yeah. Not
I always ask for directions because I despise being lost.
Right? Who wants to be lost?
Mm-hmm.
Good guess, John, but it's not right.
All right. You have a good morning.
You too. Troy from Oshawa, what's your guess to our nearly impossible question?
Kissing in public.
You got it! Troy, how did you know that?
Because a lot of guys don't want to show affection in public, so I know it has to be something in that line. Mm.
Little PDA.
Yes.
I'm going to ask the women in the room, do you prefer your man showing PDA, a little kissing in public?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Don't mind it,
yeah.
Rich?
I don't mind, but I've grown into it. There was a time where I really didn't like it. I was not into the whole PDA
thing.
Oh, so
you're not part of the majority of women.
Yeah.
You're in the minority who likes to keep it private.
Yeah. Okay. But now I'm like, I'm okay with it now.
Troy, what about you?
It's good. You know, be confident, right?
Yes.
It's your lady and, you know, show compassion.
Love it.
I mean, as long as it's not like one of those like twirl dip.
Yeah, the nasty ones. Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say that, but yes, I also agree.
What Pooja was describing was fancy. What Troy was describing was nasty.
All in.
All in, baby. Troy, you nailed it, buddy. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Tonight I want to hold you close. I don't want to let you go. Loving you is all I know. Girl, look into my eyes and tell me why. You got me paralyzed. Yeah, you got me pinned this whole life. Ain't no surprises. On our way, we don't waste time. Grab my hands, lay them down on your waistline. Then we get low. If you let me take you for a ride, you'll memorize it. Don't wanna dance alone.
rush. On our way, we don't waste time. Grab my hands, lay them down on your waistline. Then we get along. Even if it's only for a night, let's make it timeless.
Hello. 7 o'clock. Happy Monday. Happy March break and happy 10 degrees. That's where we're headed today. Let's get your news with Eva.
Good morning. The federal Liberals have a new leader. Mark Carney nabbed 86% of the vote, beating rivals Chrystia Freeland, Karina Gould, and Frank Bayliss to win the 2-month-long leadership race. Carney will replace outgoing leader Justin Trudeau, and he's set to be sworn in as prime minister possibly next week. Premier Doug Ford and Energy Minister Stephen Lecce are set to share more information this morning about a planned 25% price increase on electricity going to the U.S. The plan announced by Ford last week is set to go into effect today, and the surcharge will impact New York, Michigan, and Minnesota. Nearly 5 years after the COVID-19 pandemic, working from home continues to be a thing. A new report found just over one quarter of Canadian employees spent at least part of their week working from home by the end of 2023. Experts say hybrid situations remain very common. In sports, the Scepters lost to Minnesota 2-1 in overtime. Leafs face Utah tonight at 10, and the Raptors host the Wizards tonight at 7:30. CHFI weather. Today, mainly sunny, a high of 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 4. And on Tuesday, sun and cloud with a high near 11 degrees. Right now, it is